So the government's finally going to undertake a public consultation into whether the reporting of child abuse should be made mandatory. The idea was first discussed in October 2014. However, it's taken this long for the review to be carried out. Baroness Joan Walmsley sits in the House of Lords, where she is the Liberal Democrat spokesperson for health, and she joins me now. Good morning to you, Joan.
Good morning, Andy.
Thank you for joining us. You're in favour of this mandatory report. In why?
Yes, in very particular circumstances, yes, I am. I think it should be compulsory for people who look after children in loco parentis, in what we call regulated activity. Now, what that means is places like schools, children's homes, faith organisations, sports organisations, even in hospitals. And so we feel that what should be done is that if somebody suspects or even has proof of child abuse, they should report it, first of all, to the safeguarding officer of the organisation, and then, if it's a reasonable suspicion, it should be passed on to the local authority. All local authorities have a children's services department. They have a local designated officer to deal with these things, and they are very well-trained, well-experienced, and they will be able to make decisions as to how to take this forward or not, as the case may be. So we're not talking about parents, we're not talking about members of the public, we're not talking about social workers or police officers, we're just talking about the people who in the past, some of whom, and I really must stress this, I mean 99.9% of the people that I've referred to look after children extremely well and are very, very concerned about their safeguarding. But there have been a lot of failures in the past.
Critics would say, or have said, it's not a silver bullet and could lead to an increase in false reporting. What do you say to that?
No, it has not led to an increase in false reporting. Currently, the only figures we have are for schools, and they reckon that 2% of allegations are not found to be with any foundation. And there has been a very long study in Australia by an academic called Dr. Ben Matthews, because Australia introduced this some long time ago, and there hasn't been an increase in false allegations. I can't see why there should be, actually, just because it's it would be compulsory to report what you know. That's all.
I'm going to ask you this as well, because what do you think about the timing of the consultation? Because Tom Perry from Buckinghamshire, is the founder member of Mandate Now. Mm-hmm. He was saying the government don't want it, and that's why they're doing it at this time, summer holidays, etc.
We're talking about 631 days. That's how long it's taken them to introduce this public consultation. I first put pressure on the government a very long time ago about this, but specifically in October of 2014, I put forward a change to the Serious Crime Act, and the government didn't want to accept it. And in order to sort of buy me off, they promised a public consultation, which is absolutely fair. I think the public have a view about this. Victims have a view about it. Teachers and nurses and people who work in children's homes have a legitimate view about it. But I do think we have to go on evidence and not just on rumour. And so I was really looking forward to the fact that thousands of people would get the opportunity to make their view known about this. And then we would put pressure on the government to respond appropriately to all those views expressed. But I have kept pressing and pressing and pressing the Home Office for the last, more than 18 months, 631 days, and at last, under a new minister, I'm pleased to say, Sarah Newton, she has at last published the public consultation, which, frankly, I believe has been ready for a very long time, but they published it yesterday as a written answer, along with 29 others, on the very last day of term, and I think that's outrageous.
Joan, can I ask, why are you so passionate about this?
Well, because there have been so many failures and so many children have been let down. In Stoke Mandeville, Jimmy Savile's behaviour, St Benedict School, Ealing, Winterbourne View Care Home, Little Ted's Nursery. I mean, there's a list as long as your arm of places where eventually it came out that children had been abused for years and people either knew about it or strongly suspected it, but didn't really know what to do, or they felt constrained, they felt like a whistleblower. And I think what I'm suggesting would actually protect people like that, because if they were forced by the law to actually tell somebody responsible, somebody with the right experience, what they thought might be going on, then the matter could be properly investigated. You know, in many of these cases, children had actually told somebody and they hadn't been believed, or people hadn't passed it on because they were frightened of their jobs or what their colleagues would think about them. There's a big issue about whistleblowers, and I think what we're suggesting is something that would not just protect children, which of course is the absolutely top priority, but it would also protect all those really conscientious people who work with children and who care about children. And currently, although there is guidance, there's no compulsion, and so people don't feel that they can do it.
I have to say, the NSPCC has refused to talk to us on this subject. They did send us a statement. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let producer Matt read it out, and then I would love to know what you make of this. Matt, over to you.
Yeah, the statement says reporting child abuse is a first step to protecting children and helping them recover. Now, this is a leading child protection charity, and they're not coming out fully backing mandatory reporting. I mean, what do you make of this?
I make of it this. I've been very disappointed in the NSPCC. I've been a great supporter and admirer of the NSPCC over many, many years. But I think they're being very wishy-washy about it. I'm not quite sure why. I think they're in favour of some watered-down version, which I don't think would be effective. The system in Australia has been very effective. I think they're afraid of social workers being criminalised. Well, that's nonsense, because that's not what we're asking for at all. Social workers wouldn't be covered by this, actually, and neither would police officers. You know, they're the people who have to deal with these problems.
So, finish. So, but I just wanted to throw this one at you as well. So, the government's finally going to undertake this public consultation, which is, you know, good. But are you concerned that we're going to get some sort of fudge?
Oh, yes, there's always a worry about that. But I can assure you that I will keep on pressing for this until more children are protected and more conscientious people who work with children are protected by the law.
Joan, thank you so
much. I encourage people actually to go online. Perhaps you might put the link to the public consultation on your website if I give it to your researcher afterwards. But people must really engage with this and go online and give the government their views.
Joan, I can absolutely guarantee you that we will definitely put that link on. Don't worry about that.
I'm very grateful to you. Thank you.
No worries. Joan, thank you so much for joining us. That was Baroness Joan Walmsley. She sits at the House of Lords, where she is the Liberal Democrat spokesperson for health.